Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on the radio broadcast on tonight. Tonight we have our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour starting now, but we're going to call it to order now. I call our service tonight to order. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. One second.
Never forsake. No, you won't say. God.
Amen, amen. Our scripture reading will come from Psalms 124. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord, who have not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I have just read you from Psalms 124 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Lord, just giving you praise and glory, just honoring you, Lord, giving you reverence, God. We just adore you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We first of all come, Lord, binding the strong man tonight. We bind up the strong man, Lord, from our lives. We bind the strong man from this radio broadcast, from our homes, Lord. We bind up the devil, the demon, in the name of Jesus. We cast him out. We command him to go, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to just cover this line in the blood of Jesus. Cover this broadcast in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels around everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God, and around this line. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 I thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast. I'm a little shaken up. I'm a little shaken up tonight. I went out to get the mail. Here it was 7 o'clock. It was 6 o'clock, y'all time. And I went out and I got in. I felt something. You know, I didn't think a whole lot of it. I just give God praise on tonight. And so when I ran out, I came back in. I turned around and locked the door, and I gave Apostle Deans the mail. And so I came downstairs because it was getting close for me to come on the radio broadcast. When I tell you my clock, my watch, my Apple Watch on my phone said it's a person at your door. I said it's going off late. Because I'm downstairs now. But I, in the spirit of the Lord, said, look. And when I looked, it was a man. And he was walking up, and he saw that ring. And he turned around. But I did get it, you know, I got him. So the ring had him, so I could see who it was. And that just shook me and Apostle up this evening. We probably need prayer because he keep going, you know, from room to room, and we don't have any protection here, and that's probably God saying get some protection, because I had just came back in here in one 5 minutes. That man was probably standing out there looking at me and watching me, because I go out there every night to get the mail, and I am really shaken by that. So I need y'all to be lifting me up and praying for me, Apostle, because I don't know what else to do but go get some protection, because they're going to find out we just here. This was a young man, and they getting worse and worse. So, you know, I just wanted to testify about that tonight. It's just people going to get worse and worse. It's awful. It's awful. He came all the way up to that. He saw that ring, and after he saw that ring, he bagged up and started going another way. He started bagging up out the sidewalk. So it was just the grace of God. He could have got me while I was out there. Like last night, I went out there at 10:30. We was in the bed. I jumped up and went out there, and Ed was still in the bed. So he could have did it then. I don't know how long they've been watching, but I don't want to take these chances. I know God is covering us because he a God like that. So, you know, I just thank and praise God tonight that he didn't let it happen. He could have allowed it to happen, but he didn't let it happen. So I thank him on tonight. God is such a good God, and I'm glad to be on the radio broadcast. I probably won't sleep none tonight, I'm telling you, but it's okay because I get up tomorrow and go to me a gun shop, and I'll sleep every other night. So we're going to get ready to, I guess, hear another song, and then we'll start our testimony service off. Amen. Oh, wow.
We need me decide to do what restore my soul. When you become a believer, you're to make right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hold in it. Due to things that happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, LeAndrea, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Because all I think that will hurt me.
All I've been to do is
is so. Amen. And when we pray, we're going to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your destiny. You are officially really. Nothing is going to be the end.
Deliver me, God. I just thank and praise God tonight for all. I feel a little better now because when I first got on here, I was still pretty shaken up. But, you know, God is good. We got to trust God into everything. I just know what God is telling me to do, and I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it by the grace of God. I don't want to do nothing God don't want me to do. But I think that's the best thing for me to do. So I just thank and praise God for his awesome spirit, the Holy Spirit. I thank God for the blood of Jesus on tonight that covered me while I was outside. I just thank God for his love. I thank God for the blood. I thank God that he protects me and protects us. I give God praise tonight. If it had not been for the Lord, who is on my side, if it had not been for the Lord who covered me, if it had not been for the Lord who hurried me up and hurried me back, if it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, to let me even just look at the phone good and wait until it happened, I just thank God on tonight. I thank him tonight. I give God glory and I give God praise on tonight. God is such an awesome God, and you know, I couldn't have asked for no more. You know, I couldn't have. I'm so grateful to God. I'm just grateful to him for that. I'm grateful to him. You know, I'm so thankful and grateful because it could have been much worse than what it is. So I give God glory and I give God praise on tonight. I don't take it for granted that he is my protector. I don't take that for granted. I love God, and I know God loves me. So I just, that's my testimony and all the other things, all the little things that God do for me. I don't take it for granted. He don't have to do anything for us. He don't have to do it. But God, he does it because he loves us. And we should love him, and we should praise him even the more all the time. You know, he don't need our praise because he have cherubims and cherubim around him 24 hours a day praising him, giving him the praise. But it's an honor and a privilege for us to be able to praise him. And that's why I just take my time and praise the Lord, because God is good. God is good, and we have to know that this is in order. This is in order for the believers. We have to know, we have to give God praise. We have to do it.
I'm telling you, we don't have an option. There is no other option. There is no other option. I just thank and praise God on tonight. Is there any more testimonies tonight? Well, y'all know I can testify on and on. I don't want to have to take up all
Amen. Brittany, well, we just want to give God some glory and some honor for protecting y'all. And y'all doing that by yourself. Y'all don't have no family. So we just
praise
happy that
Lord.
God and grateful to God for keeping y'all and
yes.
for you using
yes.
wisdom. I don't think you should
yes,
get a weapon. I think
so
you should be alone. But I know God is covering y'all and keeping y'all safe. And
yeah,
have his angels watching over y'all and protecting y'all. And I just thank God we going to be over here praying, doing our part so the man won't come back or somebody else
yeah.
won't come back. But we thank God for his angels and him wrapping
yeah.
his hands around y'all and him protecting
yeah,
you. Even
Lord.
When you don't know what's going on, he's still protecting you. So
yeah,
I give glory and honor to God for being good, even when we can't see.
Yes. That's
so
right.
That's all I have.
Yeah, it's a blessing. You know, I thank God because, and I got the man on my phone walking up, but I had just came from outside. It was, you know, what would he had done to me? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going back outside by myself. I don't care if that mail stay out there all night. You know, I go out there and get that mail. I'm not going back out there by myself at night. Mm-mm. I go in the daytime, and I'm going to go to the post office. That's what I'm going to do and tell them they're delivering this mail too late at night, and I want my mail earlier. That's what I'm going to tell them. But, you know, I trust God, believe me. But we need some protection. We're older. We don't have nobody, and I know God protects us. And granddaddy ain't going to want to do it, but, you know, God give us good sense. He give us sense. You know, he could have allowed that man to come at the same time because I was feeling something. I was feeling something all the time, but I took my pepper spray in one hand and my flashlight in the other. That's what I had. That's what I had when I went out there. I always take a light and I always take my pepper spray. But I ran up to the steps because I felt like something. I can't even explain it. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful because, you know, I think he was just going to come back and ring the doorbell for me to answer and maybe pull a gun up or something. I don't know what he was planning on doing, but he was walking up this door like he had a plan already. And then he looked up and saw that ring. He started backing up. He stopped. And he looked at that ring just good enough for me to get the whole picture of him. And he stopped and started backing up. So, you know, it's worrisome. And I probably, well, I could say, won't sleep for none tonight because, you know, every little thing I hear, I'm going to be jumping and this and that. But this house, it's locked down. It's got angels all around it. It's locked down, you know. So I'm not gonna worry, but I'm just grateful tonight. I'm telling you that did something to me, and I'm grateful that he didn't get a chance. He didn't get a chance. The chance he thought, and he don't know. I'm a child of God. He better be glad he didn't, because God would have tore him up. Believe me. So I thank and praise God. I don't mean to talk about my situation, but I'm still shook up because it just happened a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of shook up from it. But I thank and praise God tonight. I thank God, and I feel the anointing all in the back of my head, believe me. It's like a furnace blowing down on my head, believe me. I thank God on tonight. And he know. He probably said, what you doing, boy? Get away from here. Mm-hmm. But is there any more testimonies tonight? I'm going to try to play another song because I'm not ready to pray yet. Mm-hmm. Let me see.
I don't know. Okay. That's too long. But God is good, y'all. I just thank him. I'm so grateful. I'm just thanking God. Mm-hmm. I'm just thanking him because it could have ended up so much worse. Okay. We're going to
I feel a special anointing in this place.
Come on, boy.
The glory fills this place. Could you just, for just a moment, with the fruit of your lips, just begin to thank God? Come on, in your own words, at least. If he's been good to me. If it wasn't for his grace, you wouldn't even be here tonight. But he's been good to me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I dare you to just give him the praise. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me.
Whatever he's doing in this season, don't do it without me. Let me tell you something. You know, it's so much going on. It's so much going on. God is steady. It's so much going on now. And people don't understand they need to get into God. They need to get into God. That's what they need to do. It's all of the stuff that's going on today. I be reading, I be watching television and reading different stuff. And I know we have a new president, but God is still in control. God is still King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. God is still our shepherd, and we shall not want. I don't care who say what, but we know that we need to stay before the Lord. We need to do what we can to be before the Lord at all times. And I'm not saying be in your prayer room all the time, but you need to keep God on your heart and keep God on your mind every chance you get. You know, I'll be sitting down somewhere and I say, Lord, you know I love you. I need you. You know, just you got to keep God in your spirit, man. You got to let that spirit, man, just have his way with you. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing, how you're doing it. But you need to let your spirit man just do what he needs to do. Because a lot of times our spirit man be praying for us. Our spirit man to pray when we're not praying. So we got to get that in our heads and our minds. I'm going to read a few scriptures before I go into prayer. I have another song right before I go into prayer. But I'm going to read a few scriptures, and I'm trying to get myself calmed down. And then I'm going to pray. The devil is a lie. I'm going to pray. He says, call up unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Thou callest in trouble, and I deliver thee. I answer thee in the secret place of thunder. I prove thee at the waters of Meribah. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ear. And his name, through faith in his name, have made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him have given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give things to them that ask him? Lord, in trouble have they visited me. They poured out a prayer when they chastened me was upon them. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when they chastened him was upon them. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now I beseech thee, I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. For everyone that asks it, receive it, and he that seeketh, find it, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayers came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. Confess your faults one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou hearest the voice of my supplications when I cry unto the Lord. And what God does is he knows we sin. We sin every day. But he looks beyond our sins, our faults, and he sees every need that we have, and he provides those whatever we need. So I just thank and praise God on tonight. I'm going to play this last song, and I'm going into prayer. I'm going to go. These songs too long. Yes, Lord. I just have to cut them off. Amen. Y'all know it won't play now, right?
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come confessing and repenting and confessing and repenting and asking you for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we come tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just giving you praise on tonight, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We give you praise tonight. We give you worship tonight. We praise your name tonight, Father. We give you glory tonight, God. We magnify your holy name, God. And we just thank you right now, God, for all the great things that you do. In the name of Jesus, we praise you tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, God. We magnify your name, God. We glorify your name, God. We give you praise, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just praise you, Lord. And we just want to praise you one more time. We want to praise you, Lord. And we want to seek your face on tonight. And we want to just call on you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, seek you while you may be found, God. And call on your name, Lord. And while you're near tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, hallelujah, and we give you praise, hallelujah. We give you glory, Lord, and we give you praise, Lord, and we magnify your holy name tonight, and we glorify your name, God, and praise you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, and we give you praise, Lord, and we give you praise in your sanctuary. We give you praise in the firmament of his power. We give you praise, Lord, for your mighty acts. We praise you, God, for your excellent greatness. We praise you tonight, Lord. We praise you now. We praise you, Lord, with the sound of the trumpet. We praise you, Lord, with the psaltery and the harp. We praise you with the timbre and the dance. We praise you with the string instruments. And we praise you with the organ. We praise you upon the loud sounding cymbal. We praise you on the high sounding cymbal. Let everything, let everything praise you, the Lord. Praise God for waking you up this morning. Praise you, the Lord. Praise God for starting you on your way. Praise you, the Lord. Praise him for covering you in the blood. Praise the Lord. I give you praise tonight, Lord. I worship you tonight. I praise you, Lord, because your name is excellent. I praise you, Lord, because you're my shepherd. I praise you right now, God. I give you glory, Lord. I give you praise, Lord. I praise you tonight. I praise you right now, God. I praise you, Lord. I can't stop praising your name. I can't stop praising you, Lord. Been mighty good to me, Lord. I praise you right now, God. I give you glory, Lord. I give you glory tonight, Lord. I praise your name. There's nobody like you, Lord. It ain't nobody like you, Lord. Not one person like you, God. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory on tonight. And I give you praise. I give you praise. I praise you from the rooftop. I praise you from the mountaintop. I praise you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you for covering us, Lord. In the blood of Jesus, I thank you tonight. I thank you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you worship. I praise you tonight. I will worship you tonight. I praise you tonight. I will worship you, Lord. I give you worship, God. I give you worship, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. You know we need you tonight, God. We need you, Lord. We can't make it, Lord, without you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. If it had not been for you, Lord, we need you, Lord. We need you tonight. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We need you, God. We want you too, Lord. We need you, Lord. But we want you, Lord. We want you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking you tonight.
to bless everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice. Bless everyone, God, under the sound of my voice. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Cover them under the blood of Jesus. Cover them under the blood of Jesus. Cover them under the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels, Lord, all around about them to protect them on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I forgot to ask for a request, Lord, but you know what each one of them need on tonight, in the name of Jesus. You know exactly what they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify you. We give you praise on tonight. We glorify you, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to open up doors on tonight, God. Open the doors up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open the doors up in the name of Jesus. Open the doors, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, God, in the name of Jesus. You know what they stand in need of on tonight. You know, Lord, you know, God, what they stand in need of on tonight. In the name of Jesus, send your glory cloud. Send your anointing, God, and send it right now, God, and let your power fall, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Nobody like you, Lord, and let your power fall, God, and in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless the Morton family, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Morton family, Lord. Bless the children. Keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them, God. In the name of Jesus, bless them, the parents, Lord, and the mother and the father, Lord. And I ask you to bless them, the father and the mother, Lord. In the name of Jesus, keep them covered under the blood. In the name of Jesus, cover their cars and every transportation, Lord. And keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. And I ask you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless the Sadler family. Bless the family, Lord. And you know what they're going through right now. Lord, I ask you to bless them and cover them, Lord. And they are a bit distracted right now, God. But I know you're going to deal with every situation. I know you're going to deal with every circumstance. I ask you right now, God, to send angels there. Either Bokorarandi, Andorosiyama, or the Behiriri Andorosiyama. Send angels, God. And send angels, God, and send warring angels to the house, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, to fight against them that fight against them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, and to make a whole turnaround in the situation, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, to let there be peace, send peace, send peace, send peace right now, God, in that situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you for doing it, God. I thank you for answering prayers. I thank you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you to bless the McKinney family, Lord. I ask you to keep Jordan covered in the blood of Jesus. I ask you to give him strength tonight. Strengthen them where he's weak. Build them up right now, God, where he's torn down in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to cover him, Lord, and cover his mind, God, and cover his mind, God. Cover his heart right now, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. I ask you to cover the family and cover the children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover the father and the mother. Cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you tonight, hallelujah, to bless everyone on this line, on this broadcast. Bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless right now, God. Bless Elaine, God. Bless Ella and her family. In the name of Jesus. Bless Elaine and her family. Bless her husband in the loss of his father, Lord. I ask you to bless right now, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to bless the other Lisa in St. Louis. I ask you to bless her now, God, and bless her, Lord, and bless her family, God. Bless her sisters and brothers right now, God, and in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you to bless Apostle Dean, bless her from the top of his head, Lord, and to the soles of his feet on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Then I thank you for covering him in the blood and his family, God. Keep him covered in the blood of Jesus on tonight. And Lord, I ask you to bless men, women, and boys and girls all over this land and country, God, in the name of Jesus, all over this earth. Lord, you know all about it, God, and you was the maker. You are the maker and the creator of everything. Lord, you own everything. You know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you today to send mercy, Lord, and send your mercy, God, and send your mercy, God, and in the name of Jesus. And I ask you on tonight for every believer, Lord, and I ask you to open up our eyes, God, and that we may see, Lord, and what you would have us to see, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, to open up blinded eyes and open up, unstop these deaf ears, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I just ask you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, to cover those that don't have shelter, cover those that sleeping outside, those that sleeping in their cars, Lord, in the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, God, and have mercy, God, and have mercy tonight, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, give us mercy, Lord, and your mercy, Lord, and you say mercy, we get new mercy every morning, and every time you wake us up, it's new mercy, it's sitting right there, I thank you for mercy, and I thank you for your grace, I thank you for unmerited favor, that we don't even deserve, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory, hallelujah, and I give you praise, hallelujah. I pray for our sisters and brothers. I pray for our sisters and brothers and all our kinfolk, all of our families, Lord, even those that don't want to talk to us, Lord. We pray for them. We pray, Lord, and we ask you to cover them in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, we need you. We need you, Jesus, we need you right now, God. We need you right now, God. I'm asking you right now to cover this home in your shed blood and encamp angels all around about this house to protect us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I ask you to cover the grounds in the blood of Jesus that they may be holy grounds. I'm asking you to send angels all through this house, Sabosian, in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall. Let your anointing, Lord, come in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise on tonight. And we give you glory on tonight. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. And I ask you right now to bless our enemies. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse us, God. Bless those that say all manner evil against us, Lord. Father, I ask you to forgive them now and bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of on today. Lord, I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give them, Lord, in the name of, give me a heart of forgiving heart, Lord, and make me a forgiving heart, Lord, and let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, and oh, Lord, my Redeemer, I just thank you for it tonight. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you tonight. I give you glory tonight, God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to bless every member of the End Time Men and Women of War. Bless every member of Life Support Outreach Church. Bless every member of the prayer room ministry, Lord. Bless them right now, Lord. You know what they need, Lord. I'm asking you to open the doors, Lord. I'm asking you now, God, to open up doors that no man can close. And close the doors that need to be closed, God, and that no man can open. Lord, I thank you for tonight. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, and I ask you for every ministry that you've given me. Lord, I ask you to bless it. Bless it on tonight. Bless it tonight, God. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I just thank and praise God. I thank and praise God. I know I'm a little off tonight, but I know how to praise God. I don't care what I am. I don't care where I am. I can still know to give God all the praise and give him all the glory. I heard the Lord say a rippling effect. I don't know what he meant by that, but I heard it loud and clear. He said a rippling effect. And whatever that is, you know, and whoever it's meant for, I don't know if it's meant for me or for somebody else, but I just thank God on today, and it might be for me, I don't know, but I thank God for an opportunity to be in our prayer, praise, and prayer, our prayer, praise, and prophecy hour on tonight, and I thank you all for being on here. Tonight is Friday night. You could have been anywhere else. I just thank God. I'm going to take that for granted. Because there's so many things you could be doing. But, you know, I have to take time out and give God some praise. I don't care. I have to take time out and give God some praise. So, you know, I'm not going to hold you. It's almost time anyway. But I just thank you all. I'm going to get ready to pray and close us out. Father, we just thank you for our prayer meeting. We thank you for being in the midst. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for Jesus on tonight, Lord. Just bless the members. Bless my family. Thank you for the supporters. I thank you on tonight. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all go in peace. I love y'all. Thank you so much. Y'all have a good night. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.